You're tuning in to Taco Tuesdays with Nutso and Chuck the Rap Star, brought to you by NerdReviews.com. So without further review, let's taco about it.
Welcome to Taco Tuesday. On this episode of Taco Tuesday, we will talk about the top 50 East Coast rappers of all time.
More hip-hop talk? Oh, my God.
More hip-hop talk.
Yeah.
A month
Our
ago,
listeners got to think we don't know shit.
A month ago, we did a show about the top 50 West Coast rappers of all time. And boy, oh boy, people chimed in. They're like, that's stupid. That's not right. That person's in the wrong place. And the person that we're talking about, or at least one of them, is joining the show now. So I'm Nutso. Over there's Chuck. Hey, Chuck, how are you?
Hi.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
I just want to take some pictures.
Yes. Yes. We got to play that. I just want to take some pictures. So anyway, our guest has joined us, and we're going to talk top 50 East Coast rappers of all time.
And Wu-Tang ain't nothing to fuck with.
It's for the children. It's for the children.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wu-Tang isn't nothing to mess with.
There you go. Wu-Tang is nothing to mess around with. So our guest is here. He has to introduce himself. Uh-huh. We're waiting.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hello, guest.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
You sound like
Nutso. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
All right, cool. What's up, Nutso? What's up, Chuck?
You have to introduce yourself. That's how the show works.
So perfect. I'll go by Big P. What's up?
Okay. Whoa. First of all, this is a family show, you fucking idiot.
Hey, wait. At one of my jobs, that was my nickname.
Big P.
You must have felt so good, too. You know what he did? He took all his like work people to lunch. Okay, say it in front of her. Say it in front of her. Just say Big P in front of her.
Big P,
hey,
yeah.
Big P, what's up? He's like, yeah, that's me. Yep, that's me. I'm Big P.
Big P, exactly. Party of six. Party of six, Big P.
Party of six.
Big P, party of eight.
Party of eight. The party keeps growing. Nobody's here, though. I don't get it. That's what they're thinking as they run the restaurant. I don't understand what the fuck's going on here. He's retarded. Oh, he's handicapped.
Most handicapped
people think,
he's
you know.
A little slow.
Like, you know, people with Down syndrome. I got the big peanut.
Whoa.
That's fucked up shit.
First of all, we don't know if they said that or not. So don't judge. You judge.
Don't your cats have Down syndrome?
What?
Don't your cats have Down syndrome?
Yes, and that's why they have big ass dicks. They're super slow dragging them around. Now imagine when they jump on bed in my face. Ugh. Anyway, Chuck, what do you got to say?
Is that how you got pink eye the last time?
I from rubbing my eye on everything. Everything. I take all bets.
Oh, all boy. Bets are off.
All bets are off. When you're on this show, all gloves are off, I can tell you.
Anything
that.
Happen.
Taco Tuesday, yes. So our guest here, he heard the show from a month ago about top 50 West Coast rappers of all time. As we jump into 2024, he was like, no, I can't believe this. This is outlandish. I do not accept any of this.
I think the biggest bullshit was that the Loonies were on there as well.
But well, they were like top, like what, top 40 or bottom 40?
They're bottom 50. 40. But anyways, the thing about it is that if you're going to do groups, you have to have NWA as the number one,
Chuck,
period.
Get them, Chuck. Get
them. But NWA was technically on the list. They were just separate.
Stupid.
But we did talk about this off air when I was like, I don't think we had groups because it was doing separate. But then, you know, the Loonies were on there. Then there was a couple other groups on there.
Our
so
side,
I don't know.
Cypress
Hill. I don't know why they chose to break up NWA.
And the Dog Pound was broken up.
Dog Pound was broken up, but then they left Cypress Hill together, the Loonies, and a couple other groups that were on there. So I don't know. Maybe they're thinking that the NWA deserved respect individually.
You know why? Because two of the members, I should say three of the members, are bigger. They're bigger names by themselves than the group. Easy.
Well, they sold themselves.
Dr.
When they
Dre
left.
And Ice Cube are bigger than NWA.
Wait, that's and then MC Ren made top 50? Come on, that dude was bullshit. He was garbage.
But hey, because
I'm,
he was
I'm
affiliated.
Not, I'm not going to tell you that I agree with the top 50 list.
First of all, we
I
didn't mean, make
if you
the list.
If you listened, you would see that we'd be there arguing.
I listened, but it wasn't a very good argument.
We didn't make the list. MC Ren is like, he was part of the group, so by affiliation, he makes the list.
Wait, then Lady of Rage over Brother Lynch Hung?
But she rocks rough and tough with her Afro puffs.
And then you I'm sure Brother Lich you listened,
will eat her babies.
And then you listen, like MC Magic was even on the list.
MC Magic didn't make the list. Have you heard of that guy? He's nope. A Vegas, like residency.
You know who MC Magic is.
No, he doesn't. I'm telling you, he doesn't know
who MC You don't think he does?
No, no way. He knows who MC Magic is. No.
So there's a couple people who are left off, but hey, it is like
Schoolboy Q is too low.
Oh, Schoolboy Q. You know what? He hasn't done enough to get higher on that list. He hasn't done enough.
But then it goes back to like whoever's making the list, it's kind of hard to argue top 50 if you're going to not go through certain eras. Because if you're going to put Ice Cube was number one, right?
Ice Cube was number one.
If you're going to put Ice Cube at number one, he's not number one right now.
No. Of course not. No.
And like I wouldn't say, and if you want to say like all time, even if you were to say for the last, 40 years? Not even 40. What, 30 years?
Let's say 40.
50 years of 40 years of hip hop.
Let's say 50 years of hip hop. He's not number one. He's not beating everybody in the last 50 years.
Beating Snoop. Like I say, Snoop should be number one for West Coast all time, but he's not. And that's it.
But hold on. But the show by the Grammys this past week, they had the big hype. DJ, what was it, Jazzy Jeff or the Fresh Prince? Like they're the shit.
First of all, wasn't this past week?
Where was
Snoop? 2024, sir. Where do you live? Where do you live? What hemisphere do you live in?
Oh, my bad. Huh? Also, last year when I saw that garbage. Stupid. The Grammys garbage.
Fucking exposing the truth over here. We're like the fucking X-Files. Nobody knows the truth. Shut your fucking...
Look, that was all bullshit.
Big P. Really. And that performance was really bullshit. Good. That Will Smith performance is actually pretty damn good. Not gonna lie.
It wasn't bad, but he...
Pretty good.
Man. Big Willie's got the hits, man.
Will got the hits. You're not going to say no to Will. Willie got the hits.
And then after the whole Grammy slap thing, they had to bring him on.
You got to recoup
that
image.
He was what was hot right now.
Yeah, he was hot. Controversy too, yep.
He's what's hot right now.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get to the list. Here we go. If you guys are interested, our top 50 West Coast list and our top 50 East Coast list is from the website beatsrhymeslist.com because we got to stay, we got to stay with them. We took their list the first time. We got to take the list the second time.
So before we even start, who do you think is going to be number one? Well, you already seen the list. So
I know who's number one. Who do you guys think is number
one? It's going to be, you think it's going to be Jay-Z? Okay. It's going to be either Chuck. Jay-Z, Biggie, or Pun.
Okay, Big Pun.
Pun, hell no.
Out of left. Well, that's not me. That's not me making the list. Like,
no.
The other list is completely fucking random. So I would not be surprised.
Yeah.
If Big Pun is in top five.
But who do you think it is though? Number one though, like because he has Jay-Z locked in.
It's got to be Jay-Z or Biggie.
Okay, so you're gonna go Jay or Big? Yeah. Which one?
Big Pun. Fat Boy is not even making top 10.
Whoa. We don't even know.
Biggie Smalls, my guy. Biggie Smalls.
No, he's talking about Big Pun, though. He's talking about Big
Pun. Big Pun will not make top 10.
Oh, you're saying Big Pun's not top 10.
Here's the thing. I've only seen the first two, number one and two, so I can't tell you if he's top 10, but that's a good little side bet.
Big Pun, Big L.
Okay, hold on. I want to hear.
You gonna write it down?
Yeah, I'm gonna write it down.
Okay, let's hear Big P's top five. No,
I want to hear
before we read the list.
Okay, East Coast.
Yeah, okay, top five. Coast. Before top we get five. To their official list.
The official list. See how close you are.
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z's number one?
Jay-Z's number one.
Okay.
Biggie should be number two.
Biggie number two?
Rakim was the shit, so he was good.
Rakim number three?
Beastie Boys.
Woo! And I don't Run think DMC. They're going to be top 10.
I don't think the White Boys are going to get the top 10 on this list.
No.
And then Run DMC has to be somewhere there.
Okay,
and in the top 50.
In the top 50,
you are going to see the Fat Boy somewhere.
Hold on. You can see Big Pun. You think Big Pun's going to make the top 50?
No, the Fat Boys.
The Fat Boys.
You never know.
Hey, listen, okay, Chuck, give me your top five because he missed one that is so blatantly.
Oh, I already know who it is. It's Nas. Yeah. He didn't throw Nas on there.
No.
Nas is top five.
There's another guy he missed to the point of like he should be removed from the show. Go ahead. Give me your top.
Oh, let's hope I don't fuck it up. Sure. So I would do top five. So Biggie would. I think Biggie has to be number one.
Biggie number one.
Biggie
all
has
right.
to be number one. And then I'll do Jay-Z.
Jay.
Nas. Number four.
Number four.
Oh, you know what? I'll do Big L number four.
Big L. Wow. Really? Okay. Number five.
Number five. And I'm trying to figure out who Paul missed that she said should be kicked off the show. East Coast.
Remember, he did mention Rakim though.
Yeah, Rakim's not my top
50.
Not my top.
You guys are missing somebody that's bigger than just about all those guys.
I hope you ain't thinking about Ja Rule.
Who, Melly Mel? That garbage fucking rapper?
Ja Rule. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Wow, ooh, you guys really suck at this game.
I have a feeling.
Well, and I've only seen the top two. And
in my defense, I don't know where everybody lives.
So it's a geographical thing. I like it.
Look, just watch the videos. Shit. If they're wearing beanies, they look cold. East Coast.
It's East Coast.
All right. So I got Big LJ, Nas, Big L, and give me one more.
Biggie. I got Biggie, Nas, or Biggie, Jay, Nas, Big L. Number five. I'll just throw out Fat Joe, bro.
Fat Joe.
Number five. That's a random.
Fat Joe. I'm gonna throw Fat Joe. I'm gonna write it down beside here as 19.
19.
Yeah.
This is just random. Fat Joe. I don't believe he's number five.
Okay. Beside Big L, I'm gonna write 11, just because.
You think Big L's that low? Not top 10.
Beside Beastie Boys, I'm gonna write 14. Run DMC should deserve a top 10 spot, but I'm gonna
He's cheating, Paul. He's looking at the list.
No, I'm writing down.
Those are gonna be exactly where they are magically are.
Run DMC. I'm gonna put Run DMC at 12. Okay, here we go.
Hey, but what's Drake considered?
He's Ooh. Canada.
Canada,
but East Coast. He's the
big white north.
He is East Coast. Really?
I don't think he's East Coast.
Listen, you stupid bastards. You missed LL Cool J.
Oh, son of a bitch. No,
you know what? You know why? Because he dropped your ass from his label.
He did. He did drop ass.
LL Cool J, yeah.
He's hard as hell. Anyway, here we go.
Hey, wait. When you met him in your hotel room, was he hard as hell?
He was hard as hell.
Can I change my number five spot?
Who do you want number five?
So it's not going to be... I'm gonna put Method Man number five.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. I'm gonna put Method Man
better than LL.
Oh, you are crazy.
I would say better than LL after his fifth album.
You know what it is? I like the way Method Man delivers in his voice.
Sick. Oh, Method and Red Man
fucking bomb.
Method and Red Man.
Now remember,
like, duo can't be stopped.
We go through the first 20 and then we kind of rapid fire the rest. So here we go.
Number one, ODB.
Number one.
Oh, yeah.
On the list.
Tribe Called Quest.
Remember, this list is not created by us, but it is the same same website that we took our top 50 West Coast rappers.
Are you guys sponsored by anyone?
Yes. We're sponsored by
Bud Light.
Bud Light, because we transition every day we wake up. All right, here we go.
You transition. Go ahead.
Number one. You guys better be ready for this, because it's not any of your guesses. Number one. God.
Who's it going to be?
Nas is number one.
I mean, he's the top five.
Nas is number one. And here it says Nas makes number one because out of all the rappers on here, none of them have a better album than Illmatic. And that's what they put there. They said Illmatic is, I beg
to differ,
the like supreme East Coast rap album. So
how about I drive down the street and ask his wife?
Oh, you're going to ask? He's divorced now, though. Police. You can ask her, though, Forrest. Can you get her on the show?
Yeah, so she lives like 5 minutes away.
Does all her milkshake bring the boys still to
the
yard?
Is there boys all over her yard?
What's going on there? Number two, Jay-Z. Jay-Z's number two. So it's kind of, you can flip
flop. That was my number two.
Yeah, it was your number two. So you are correct. You get a point over Big P. Wow, good job. Number three, you thought I was going to say Big Pun, right? No, Biggie Smalls.
Oh, it's Biggie.
Biggie Smalls, number three. Now, between the top three, I assume you guys would put Nas at number three, right? That's probably what you would do.
I would drop him out of my top five.
Mine was Biggie, Jay, and Nas. Biggie, he's out of your top five, Nas?
No, I'm not a big fan of Nas. Never was.
Number four.
Man.
The God himself, Rakim.
There you go.
Rakim.
Was Rakim your number four or number five?
He had him down as number three.
Ooh, close enough.
Yeah. Number five, you guys would have never guessed. Doesn't matter how many tries I gave you. You would never have got number five. Number five, KRS-One.
Ah, garbage.
He's so trash.
He's so fucking garbage. So trash. Yeah, his fucking core rolls are too fucking tight. Where his dreads, what the fuck he has
he's
now.
So fucking horrible. Oh, knowledge reigns supreme. That's what it means. You guys don't know that. KRS-One means knowledge reigns supreme. Okay. Number six, you would have never guessed either. You'd be like, what the fuck? This is going to be a good one, though. Chuck D from Public Enemy.
Just hit him.
How is he number six?
Out of everybody in the group, Chuck D's number six, huh?
How the fuck is he number six? Wow. You tell me Chuck D's better than Cool J? He's not better than Method Man. He's not just horrible.
He's barely better than Flavor Flav.
I know. Number seven is actually somebody that the kids listen to these days, but he really wasn't even that popular when he rapped. MF Doom, number 7.
MF Doom, yeah, kids love him right now.
MF Doom, not deserving of number 7, but hey. Number 8, oh boy, oh boy. He is the lead rapper of a group. Any guesses? Any guesses?
ODB?
No. Black Thought from The Roots.
Okay.
No. Number 8. Oh, no. We got a no on the board. Where's Black Thought? Where does he deserve to be?
Maybe
then?
Top 20. But
oh, wow. Really?
Not top 10?
No.
Wow. No. Okay. Number 9. Again, you would. Here's the thing. People have to understand. We all live in California. We've all grew up on West Coast rap. So a lot of these names, these guys are going to hear and go, no, what the why is he on the list? Because we didn't grow up listening to a lot of East Coast rap. Because Kool G Rap is number 9.
Cool well, G I guess rap. I'm off the show now because that's all trash.
wait, number 10.
Wow.
That's bias.
Wow.
Number 10, Ghostface Killer.
Okay. All right.
Think about this. We've Ghost got Face through, Killer. No. Okay. Stop. We've got the 10 already. Okay. We haven't had LL Cool J, Busta Rhymes, DMX. We haven't had those three. We haven't had 50 Cent. And we've got the fucking 10 already. I'd fucking rather listen to Ja Rule than Ghostface Killer. You're right about that.
Hey, remember, wait, didn't I give you the Ghostface Killer CD or
no,
the
you
Rock
gave me, yes, who you gave you me trade? His album and you gave me Cuban Lynx and I took him to school and traded it with somebody because he ended up buying you like E-40 or Brother Lynch Hung or something.
Yeah, so much better than that garbage.
Because I told him he was a big Wu-Tang guy. And I said, hey, bro, you want the new Wu-Tang, the two albums? Oh, hell yeah. All right, I'll trade you. Go to Tower Records and buy this for me. Next day, he came back with two CDs and I traded them.
That's funny as fuck.
He got fucking
shit. I would have traded for some ho-hos in a fucking It's It at high school.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Number 11, you guys can guess it. He is the most popular Wu-Tang member.
Method Man.
Number 11. Method Man makes number 11.
Yeah, then everybody else should be like bottom 40.
Yeah, how is it Ghostface is Fuck. Above fucking... anyway.
Method Man?
Number 12.
And ODB?
Number 12.
Right?
A guy that should be in the top 5, LL Cool J. Don't see why he's out there. He's number 12.
He's top 20.
Number 13. Again, you guys will never guess it, but we listened to it growing up. Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy.
Number 14, another Wu-Tang member. Who do you guys think it is?
I'm gonna guess ODB.
Okay, got ODB on the board. So far we've had Ghostface.
We're gonna be Inspect the Deck.
It's gonna be Raekwon the Chef.
Okay.
Good old Raekwon. Those guys are all over this fucking list. Number 15, Redman. Think that's too high or too low?
Shit. Actually too low.
He's in the top 20, so that makes me happy.
Okay. Number 16, we all know this guy and love him. Master Ace. That's right. Master, he actually is pretty good. Number 17. Jadakiss makes number 17.
Yeah, Jada. I'll give Jada top 20. Uh-huh.
How about this next fella? Does he deserve to be in the top 10 or at number 18? Because it's dark and hell is hot. It's DMX.
DMX.
Yeah, DMX deserves top 20.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, even though he probably has about 40 kids, he deserves top 20.
This next guy was in Chuck's top 5. Or
Big
was
L?
He? No, Big Pun.
Top 20, baby.
He made the top 20. The next guy. Okay, sure. Number 20. Most Def. No, silence from the crowd.
Number 20?
We finally made it to number 21, and he should be at top 10. Go ahead and guess.
50 Cent.
We got one guess on the board.
50.
Yep, you guys are right. 50 Cent.
And he's not even in top 20 on this
he's
list.
He's not That's even crazy. Top 20.
Bullshit, because Get Rich or Die Trying was a fucking banger.
But is Get Rich or Die Trying better than, let's go all the way to our buddy, his name is Ghostface Killer, with Supreme Caliente.
100%.
Okay, well, Big P wins that one. What a debate. Number 22. He also should be in the top 10 or at least the top 15. Who do you think it is? Come on, let's go. He's still relevant in rap today. Oh, Twista. Good guess. He's from Chicago, though, not the East Coast.
Kanye?
So learn your geography, you dumb bastard.
Kanye.
Who?
He's from Chicago.
Kanye West also rappers from Chicago.
Oh, no, you said Twista's from Chicago.
Also is Twista. This man's name is Busta Rhymes.
Bus.
He does not deserve to be number 22.
Not on the bottom side of the 20.
Mm-mm. No. Prodigy comes up at number 3. Wait.
Do you think he fell off because he got fat?
Is that what it is?
Remember, he got really buff because he had
steroids.
And what does that do? makes you fat.
That's
and
right. He
became a real fat man. That's right. I'm Casey Kasem.
He can still
number
rap
24
fast,
on the list.
I got there without steroids.
Number 24 on the list is from Naughty by Nature. Who do you think it is? Number 24.
He says one of the members from Naughty by Nature.
One of the members of Naughty by Nature.
Oh, dude, I forgot both their names.
Come on, Hip Hop Parade and OPP.
Trench.
What's his name? Trench. That's right. Trench.
The guy that had beef with Will Smith.
Number 25. Good old Q-Tip.
He was good.
Q-Tip doesn't belong on the bottom side 20.
Okay.
No.
26. He's in the middle. Okay, now does 26 deserve to be in the middle? Because this is the middle. Q-Tip's right beside the middle, man. It's the split right here. Slick Rick. Yeah, he deserves to be there. Yeah. Number 27. Out of New York with an album called A Gangster and a Gentleman, Styles P.
Yeah, he's right where he needs to be.
Yeah, he is right where he needs to be.
Bottom. And, anything after the top 20 is kind of like a toss-up, but you're just like, ah.
But let me
go there.
And so far, Fat Joe has not been named. Big L has not been named. The Beastie Boys or Run DMC. As we move on to number 28, it's another member of the Wu-Tang Clan. His album was called Liquid Swords. The only real good one he had. Anybody? I'll take any answer. Any name, throw it out there. Doesn't matter.
I don't know if that's the album, but I said the RZA.
The RZA's a guess. Good one. And now, who?
I'm good. I'll pass.
I'm good. It's probably a name of a Wu-Tang member, but he's just not on the list. And his name is GZA. You're off by one letter, Chuck.
Look, the only real good member of that band was Method Man. Everybody else is trash.
ODB was pretty good.
ODB was bomb fun.
ODB was pretty good.
Yeah, he was good.
Number 29. I'm telling you.
Speaking of ODB, did you guys ever hear that YouTube story of the guy who was producing that song he did with Mariah Carey? When he talked about the whole experience about what
like
they
the
did
worst.
To record that song?
Go ahead and tell it.
I mean, I don't know if it's going to be as funny as when I told it, but apparently he argued with how much money he wanted to get to do the verse.
Yep.
And then he shows up to lay the verse, completely obliterated and drunk, does two bars, then passes back out on the couch, wakes back up, and I can't remember what he said, but he lays like a couple more bars, falls back asleep, and then he finished his verse, and then when he comes back, do you remember what he said he wanted to come back to add to it, and he asked for another 100 grand for it?
So it was 100 grand for the original verse.
Yeah.
He did the cities for 100 grand. Remember how he did the cities? Like, Sacramento, we're in the house.
Yeah.
So they wanted him to go back again to add more ad-libs and more cities. He's like, I want another 100 grand just to do that part. And when he showed up, same shit. Fucking blackout drunk, fucked up. Like, give me let me sleep for 5 hours on the sofa.
In the studio, just passed out. And just do it, record. It took 24 hours to record the first verse because he would do it bar by bar.
Yeah, he did it bar by bar. And then, and it's funny, like you said, the story was that he'd listen to the first two bars. He said, I did that?
Yeah.
Because he passed out for 5 hours on the sofa.
Don't nobody touch that shit. Just punch me in.
Yeah, it's right. Yeah, he's like, yeah, just punch me in. Don't touch that shit. All right, next on the list, Pharoah Monch at number 29. You notice how East Coast rappers, they have these like really elaborate
names.
Rap names. Yeah, really elaborate.
Stupid names.
Yeah. Number 30, you don't know this, man. I know who he is.
The Pharoah.
Rocky. Rock Marciano. You guys
know the boxer.
Hey, you know who's not in top 20? You know, I like ASAP Rocky, bro. He's not in top 20.
Where's he from?
I thought he was from East Coast.
Are you sure he's not from Texas? Do a check ASAP? On that. Number 31, Kool Keith. That's not cool that you're number 31, but you're number 31. So far, this list is
garbage.
Yeah, because it's the East Coast. Number 32, this guy was actually not bad. He died young.
ASAP's from Harlem. Cancer.
It's from Harlem, ASAP Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not number 32. His name is Guru. Good old Guru. Had a very, very distinct voice. Number 33, ELP. You guys like, who the fuck is that? I don't know. I don't know either.
Don't ring bells. That's why you're where you're at, buddy.
Number 34, Beanie Siegel.
Oh, where's Freeway drop? When's Freeway popping up?
Freeway is also from Philadelphia, I think. Number 35, your man finally made the list. Who do
Big
you think
L?
It is? Who?
Big L?
Big L, number 35. Number 36, goddamn, you are good, ASAP Rocky. Back to back for you. You got number 37, Sean Price. He's a really good rapper. Sean Price. Number 38, a female rapper makes the list. Only one on the West Coast list.
Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill. Good call.
She should be a lot higher.
A lot higher.
This is sexist. Sexist.
She only had one album.
But it was a banger.
But it's not better than Supreme Caliente.
She only had one album, but she was with the Fugees, right?
Yeah.
She's dropping verses with the Fugees.
And here's the thing. If I see any Fugees on this list, we will end this list. Number 39. Lloyd Banks.
You're not going to put Wycliffe on the list, the top 50?
No.
Yeah. Oh, but because he was gone until November.
Yeah, he did. He didn't come back. It's because he ruined Cannabis' career. Cannabis should be number one on this list. Number 39, Lloyd Banks. From the G unit.
I think Lloyd Banks is kind of ranked pretty low.
I mean, he should be higher.
I think he should be higher.
He should be in the top, like, at least 30. You are
Lloyd Banks. Lloyd Banks is pretty good.
He's pretty good, but without
early Lloyd Banks, not current.
Okay, number 40, another female rapper. We have plenty out there on the East Coast.
Remy Ma or Foxy Brown?
Okay, we got Remy Ma, Foxy Brown.
Foxy Brown.
Okay, tasty. What's Big P's guess? Little Kim, maybe?
Oh, shit. Yeah, Little Kim.
Wow, you guys are all wrong.
I like Foxy Brown.
This rapper is not
Queen Latifah?
No, good call, though. But no, this rapper is not MC Light. This rapper is nobody. She was popular for a hot minute in the early 2000s, named Jean Grey. Exactly. You guys are like, who the fuck is this X-Men that made the list? Number 41. You guys may know this guy. AZ.
Hey, you said rapid fire? You got to go a lot faster because this list is shit.
Oh, my God. AZ. Hey, what's his album called? Asiatic?
Asiatic's one of his albums. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's actually pretty good. Number 34.
He's like a carbon copy rapper, though. He sounds like somebody else. Yeah.
A lot like Jay-Z. Yeah. Like, not his sound, like the way he sounds, but the way he delivers everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're 34.
Wait. You just did 41. Now you're doing 34?
Oh, you're right. That's so weird.
Are you dyslexic?
You know what's so funny? They put this guy's so bad, even though he's 34, they put him all the way back in the 40s. Inspect the Deck.
Inspect the Deck wasn't on the list yet, but
but
they put him at number 34, even though we're in the 40s.
Here's the thing. I think he's supposed to be number 42 because number 34 is already taken by Beanie Siegel. So they have it misnumbered. So number 42. Inspected Deck. I think that's supposed to be flip flopped. I really think Beanie Siegel.
The numbers backwards.
I mean, number 43. You guys know this guy. He was really popular. Deserves to be way lower than this. Fabulous.
Oh yeah, that's my guy. Fabulous is my guy.
Number 44. Actually,
F A B O L O U S.
Named this guy already, and he's not the highway, but he is
the freeway.
That's right. Good job. You should be on Jeopardy. Number 45, another female rapper, probably the biggest female rapper out of New York.
Currently or
not currently, but I would say back when Bad Boy was the hottest thing on the charts.
Little Kim.
Little Kimmy?
Number 46 does not deserve to be on this list whatsoever, and hopefully he just goes away. His name is Cassidy.
Girl, you want to come to my hotel?
Number 47, you never heard of, don't know who it is. Why is he on this list? What a piece of shit.
Poseidon. Ja Rule and Fat Joe are not on this list?
So far, no, but somebody Poseidon.
Big Pun. You said Big Pun made it, right?
He made
Big
it, but not Pun, Fat.
Yeah, Big Pun, but not Fat Joe?
Number 48.
Not Joey the Crack?
Number 48, another rapper, female rapper, currently very, very popular.
Nicki Minaj.
Who the fuck made this list? They're idiots.
Number 49, Cameron.
Shit. Cameron should be higher.
And as we end this list, we did not get the Beastie Boys. We did not get Run DMC. We did not get Fat Joe.
Ja Rule.
We did not get Ja Rule.
We did not get
The Lox.
We got members of The Lox. We got two? There's only one other person. It's Dragon, I think, from The Lox.
Dragon was from Rough Riders.
I think he was. Oh, was he Rough Riders?
Yes,
sure?
He's Rough Rider. The Lox is Rough Styles
Riders.
P and
Rough
Jada
Riders
Kiss.
Didn't get it.
The Rough Rider. Rough Rider is only... Well, here's the thing. Eve didn't get on the list.
No.
Wait, you can even get MC Light.
I said that earlier. MC Light. No, number 50. You'll never guess it, but you know his name and you love him. No, you don't. Talib Kweli.
I like Talib.
There you go.
That's was our Q, top. Was 50. Q-Tip on the list?
Q-Tip yeah, he was on bottom the list. 20.
He was like
yeah,
22 yeah. or something to that effect.
Wait, no Old Dirty Bastard?
Old Dirty ODB's Bastard did not make the list.
No. No ODB, no Joey the Crack, no Ja Rule.
Wait, wait, crack. Wait, even Queen Latifah should be on the list.
No.
I don't like her shit.
UNITY, no. Sorry about that, sir.
Wow. Wow. Who you bitch? De La Soul?
De La Soul, no. You are not good at this game. I've
How about
named
Onyx?
All. Who?
Onyx.
Slam the door. Get out of here, kid. You're not doing good.
Wow. Oh, no. At the West Coast, at least the West Coast list was a little bit better than this. The East Coast list is kind of trash.
Here's the thing.
You know,
I'm going to give you
a West Coast list.
I'm going to give you a list from Complex Magazine, which is way more hip hop like focused, right?
Right. Like, is it East West or just hip hop in general?
This is East. This is East Coast. Okay. This is what they think.
Did you even check the fucking sources? Like, is this
a
main
source,
site?
We're using the same source we use for top 50 West
Coast.
Oh,
yeah, but I mean, did we check the source?
Yeah, yeah,
though?
It's a hip hop.
Like some random shit?
No, there's also a hip hop, you know, some website that thinks they're, you know how it is. People think they're super hip hop. Like, we're super hip hop. We're going to give you rappers that you fucking forgot about, like from 50 years ago that deserve to be here. But Complex says number one is Jay-Z.
That's about right.
Complex number two, Notorious Big.
There you go. It's
number three
right,
is Nas. Now it's all making sense, right?
There you
it's
go.
All
making there sense. You go.
Number four, Rakim. Okay. Number five, the GOAT himself, LL Cool J. This list makes much more sense.
Is this top 50 from Complex
is this top
or is it
50.
Bottom number? Okay.
Number six, 50 Cent. Oh,
yeah, it's
well,
sounded better already.
Number seven, she was 48 on the other one, but she's number seven here, Nicki Minaj.
That sounds better.
Number eight, the dog, DMX. This list is so much better. Number nine,
way
Bust
better
the
list.
Bust.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Number 10, Knowledge Reigns Supreme. He's still in the top 10.
KRS-One.
KRS-One.
Fuck, how does he
You know he's
going to
be.
List?
You know KRS-One's going to be top 20.
Yeah, he is. Number
no matter
11,
what list.
Prodigy from Mobb Deep. Number
That's
12.
The sickle cell guy, right?
He's it dead. Is. Number 12, Lil Kim. 13, Ghostface Killer.
He's still. The Ghostface is like in the same spot.
He's in the
same
spot. He's in the same spot. Number 14, MF Doom.
I'll give MF Doom top 20.
Number 15, Big Pun.
That's where Big
number
Pun 16, belongs, baby.
Jadakiss. Number 17, he was number 49 on our other list, Cam'ron.
Told you Cam'ron belongs in the top 20, baby.
Number 18, Mos Def. Number 19, was he on the other list? Please remind me. Big Daddy Kane.
Nope. Yep, he was.
He was. Number 20, he was 26 on the other list. Slick Rick. Number 21, Method Man.
Knock him out.
Too low.
Mark Rick.
Too low.
Knock him out.
You mean he should be top 10?
No, but he should be higher than 21.
Number 22, he was number 6 on our other list. He fights the power. Chuck D.
That's a better place for him, if not number 30.
Look at this. A new man made the list. Brand new. 23, Reverend Run.
There we go. There was no Run
there
DMC
we go.
At all mentioned.
Yeah. Number 24, Q-Tip.
He's about right. He's about solid where he's at.
Number 25, a newcomer makes the list. Female rapper. Who do you think it is?
Is it Foxy Brown or Queen Latifah?
No, current. Still popular.
Current rapper?
Really popular.
Rapper?
Really
female
popular.
Rapper?
Okay.
Oh, from
Cardi
the Disney
B?
Show. From
Cardi
Disney
B.
Show.
Cardi B's? Oh, my God.
Yep.
Okay.
Number 26, Raekwon. Number 27, he's no longer with us. God bless his soul.
ODB?
Pop Smoke.
Oh, Pop Smoke.
Mm,
nah.
Number 28, he didn't make the other list. He had only one good album, but boy, he was popular. And now he's a church-going man.
Mace? Murder Mace?
Mace. Murder Mace. Number 29, oh, he showed up. Big L.
You know who wasn't on the other list? Puff Daddy, bro.
Oh, he doesn't deserve to be on any list unless it's a list for raping children. Number 30.
Wow.
Puff Daddy's still a rapper.
Number 31. Oh, it's one of Chuck's guys. He made this list. Fat Joe.
Joey the Crack. He's
number
what number?
32, 31.
At bottom 30?
31.
No, that's not bottom 30.
That's not top 30.
31.
He's like in the lower, like the good half of 30s. Number 32, Fabulous.
Those two need to be moved up.
Like, how about number
20s?
GZA.
The RZA.
He needs to be moved down.
Number 34, we got another female rapper you guys named several times already.
Who's Queen Latifah.
Who?
Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah, no.
Foxy Brown.
Number 35, you guys are on this man's nuts. You've mentioned him about 20 times already, and you really want him on a list. Who is
it? Oh, dirty bastard.
ODB, yes. Your nuts are now free. Okay.
Number 36,
Cool Keith.
Trash.
Let's keep going.
Number 37, holla if you can.
Holla if you can.
Number 38, MC Light. She showed up. This is a much better list.
I just can't give credit to the other list because they didn't have Fat Joe on. They didn't have a bunch of like main names on there. Right? Fat Joe. No,
they have garbage people.
Yeah, they had Jean Grey. Get the fuck out of here. Number 39, Noriega.
Ooh, that's a sleeper. That's a sleeper pick.
That is a sleeper. Number 40, he should always be on every list, even your Christmas list. Kool Moe Dee. Number 41. Oh, Chuck, you had him last time, and he's back again. ASAP Rocky. Number 42, Sean Price. 43, this is Big P's favorite rapper of all time.
Oh,
he
God.
Told me in secret, but he will not tell people in public. Melly Mel.
Yeah, why don't we just listen to his smack talk to Eminem?
Eminem diss track. That's right.
That's what made him a legend.
Worst diss track of all time. Number 44, Grand Poobah. Wow, that's a surprise.
That's another sleeper pick.
Number 45, not the man that gave you the Kool-Aid and you all died, but Jim Jones.
Jim Jones is 46 on the list.
Styles,
I mean, if Ghostface Killer made it, I guess Jim Jones could be on the list.
Number 47, you'll never guess it, but he was really famous and had a really big hit song, one of the biggest, Biz Markie. And number 48. Chuck, you brought him up.
You say I'm just a friend.
You brought this man up, and now he's going
manifested
to
onto the list.
That's right. He's going to court for child rape.
P. Diddy. Diddy or Puffy on the list? What's his name?
Diddy says here, his accomplishments, signing Biggie Smalls and having Tupac killed. Number 49.
Oh, shit.
Pharoah Monch.
Wait, so the children is Diddy, right?
Yeah, that's right. And number 50, you're going to fucking hate it as the show comes to an end. It's the fucking worst person you can add to this list. Where the fuck are the Beastie Boys? As Ice Spice makes the list.
Oh, I thought Ice Spice is from Canada.
That's still the East Coast.
I thought she was from England.
I thought she was a horrible fucking rapper. Wow. Thanks for making the list. But have a nice ass. All right. That's our show. Big P, final word.
That's why she's on number 50. She got plugged in.
It's garbage.
It's garbage.
They're still missing. Like I said, Beastie Boys.
Yep. And
give me Run DMC just has a band. Fuck Reverend Run.
Well, Run was the group. Band. I mean, the other guy, DMC wasn't that great.
No, and the DJ wasn't that great, so they killed them.
Oh, really? So, I think that's what happened. Wow. Okay.
They offed them. They finally gave it a couple minutes, a couple years, and finally said, you don't belong here.
All right. Well, that's our show, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Our top 50 East Coast rap show. Hey, guess what? Tune in next week. We're going to go back and redo the top 50 West Coast rap with our guest. He's going to be like, I got some shit to tell you. That's it for Taco
Tuesday. I guess you're right. Doggy Style would have been a lot better.
That's right. Doggy Style in any form.
Oh, you mean taking it because of the list of Doggy Style?
He's taking it because he's all about LGBT rights. All right. Thanks for tuning in Taco Tuesday, everyone.
We'll see you
next time. Bye.
Peace.
Later.
Thanks for stopping by and tacoing about it. Don't forget, new shows every Tuesday. Tell your friends, like, subscribe.
Nerds Talking, brand new episodes every Friday on Nerd Reviews Network. Subscribe and turn on your notifications so you don't miss out. Ka-chow.